This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Donnie, count us down in your top five favorite forms of public transportation.
None of them. Lego.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. On the scene, with something mean, supposed to be leave. But I showed that beats are awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 144. I'm your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, Alex.
I've always got to be first. I would like to be able to react to something, to say something funny.
All right. Also with this, I yield to no one.
I was actually expecting to go first, considering that I'm like half not paying attention, so I'm glad Alex got to go first.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Like, I'm like, oh, wait, shit, my name, what?
And also with us, last and certainly least, Donnie.
What up, dope people?
Oh, damn, mic down, mic down! Okay, I got it.
I'm sleepy.
And we have a special guest with us. You've heard him before. He's a fan favorite, Mr. RC Stash.
Really? Fan favorite?
Boy, hello there. Oh, I'm fan favorite.
What?
Number one on the podcast. Number two in your heart.
That's kind of unusual.
Do you want? We can get you to do the Carlton dance and start playing that song.
Oh! Why? Because I'm all black folks know Carlton dance.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Yeah, I do.
I'm expecting to see the YouTube video soon.
Well, I gotta do one now since he called me out.
All right. Stash, I know your trophies aren't in the agenda, so unless you know them, I'll...
Listen, the only thing that matters is I still only have one platinum.
All right, let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 25. Yes, I've moved up a level. Total trophies of 51, 53, and 35 plats. I added one more to my list. Donnie,
You got to say what you added.
It must have been one of those kitties.
Lego Marvel Superheroes on the PS4.
Like I said, one of those kitties, but I hear a respectable kitty game.
That shit's pretty good, man. That shit's alright.
Considering that some of the Platinums Tricky has, that's very respectable.
It's a step up. Baby steps, Donnie. Baby steps.
No, I said it's a kitty game. I said I'm quite sure it's a kitty game, but then he said Legos, and I said, yeah, it's a kitty game, but I hear a respectable kitty game. So I give
like
him that.
Lego my ego.
Yeah, I give him that one.
Alright, Donnie, your trophies.
My trophies is level 24 still. Trophy count is for 779 and a 65 plats. I added one more also.
What'd you add?
Donnie, what did you add?
That Outworld Stranger's Wrath.
Don't you add that last week?
No, it was after the end of the recording, though, because I was, like, really close by the time we recorded. I just couldn't make it before we recorded. But, yeah, that's, like I said last week, that's a pretty long game. It's not really grindful, but you do have to do some.
I love how Donnie just makes up words all the time, and he's not ashamed about it. He's not bashful
grindful,
at all. It's like,
grindful.
I'm going to just mash this word together to make it fit my sentence.
He's going to mash it together to make it sound commasitical.
Exactly. Well, it's commasitical to black folks. We know how to do things like that.
Donnie, sit here and generalize all black people.
I'm generalizing all black folks.
Yeah.
See, that's what we do.
You're going to get us in trouble because you're grouping black people together. They don't like that.
I yield your trophies.
The last time they were grouped together, it was... I won't go there.
Yeah, it was a huge fight.
Yield, you kind of went there without going there.
I'm trying to move the show along so we don't go there. Yield your trophies.
Hold on. You better go to Alex. I'm trying to load my email.
What do you mean today? You and I are unprepared every day. And the only reason Donnie's prepared is because he does the agenda, but doesn't read it, so he's only half prepared.
Yeah.
All right, Alex.
Yeah, I am level 21, getting pretty close to level 22. I think I'm 10% away. And
yes.
And then
that's still pretty far away.
All right. Well, okay. Total trophy count is 3966, and my platinum count is 43 platinums in 42 games. Hey, Donnie, I gotta ask. I'm playing Devil May Cry now. How's the journey for the platinum in that game?
I was gonna go for it, but I game flighted it, and another game came out before. I wanted to go through it again, so I didn't. I sent the game back, but I'll probably say maybe 2 run throughs, and I can't remember.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the hardest.
Yeah, like I said, I can't remember all the trophies, but I think it's attainable. Well, hold on. It does have that Dante must die.
Hold on.
Yeah, it does still have that Dante must die mode, so that makes it a 10. Just because of that mode alone. That freaking mode sucks.
Yeah, Dante must die mode is always a pain in the bitch.
All right, yield your trophies. You're level 17, total trophies of 2697, and a plat count of 29. And Stash, you are level 12, total trophies of 823 with 1 platinum.
Mm-hmm. But I am getting closer to my 30th platinum, though.
All right, well, you got 5 more to go in 6 episodes.
I told you I'm not going to surpass you. If I get to 33, I can count it as a win.
Well, you got 4 to go in 6 weeks.
All right.
All right.
Still not going to happen, but okay.
All right, let's get into what we're playing. Stash, we'll start with you. What have you been playing?
Recently, I've been playing a little bit of Lego Marvel myself. I know me and you played Resogun not too long ago.
Saving all those humans is a bitch.
It is. It is. It wasn't too bad. Played a little bit of Assassin's Creed, the Freedom Cry. I never, successfully beat it yet, though.
Is that a DLC?
That's the DLC, yeah.
You played the actual game?
I beat the game.
Oh, okay. But I've never heard somebody just skip the whole thing, go straight to a DLC.
I beat the Aveline DLC, too. That one was okay. I have... the thing is, they're meant to just be, little short stories, so it's really not that bad. Nothing PlayStation-related. I mean, I still play WoW from time to time, and I play a lot of Hearthstone.
Alright. Donnie, what have you been playing?
Well, I went back and played some older games just because I didn't mind sitting through the story again, which was Heavenly Sword. And I used to want a sequel.
Oh, spoilers!
Yeah, I used to want a sequel for that, but now after I seen that, remember the end now, I'm like, well, there can't really be a sequel to that, and I don't want them to try to come up with something ridiculous to bring her back to life, because I forget she died at the end. But I played
that. Darn it, Donnie, I was going to play that game one of these days just for the easy platinum. Now you've gone and ruined it for me. Way to go.
There is no platinum.
Oh, there's not? Oh, okay, well, then I'm not playing it. Thanks, Donnie.
I was about to say that. I've never played Heavenly Sword.
That was before trophies came out. You know, Ninja Theory actually said that they would be willing to make a sequel. It's just Sony owns the property, and I guess Sony's never called for a sequel.
Yeah, no, I don't really see where they can take the sequel. And I really, like I said, I don't want them to come up with nothing ridiculous to bring her back to life.
Okay. Well, what about Kai, her sister? Could you play as Kai?
No. And then while I'm playing that game, I realize how I didn't like they really put use to the motion sensor in the assist axis in the game, and they call it the after something. And when you
the aftertouch,
yeah, aftertouch. And when you throw,
when you throw the hat,
yeah, when you throw any weapon and hold the button down for throwing it, it goes. The camera take control of the actual object you're throwing, which is this whole supernatural environment, because you can make arrows turn corners and you can make knives turn and dip and fly. So, but yeah, I didn't really care for that too much. I also went back and played, I'm going through Splatterhouse again, because that game is freaking awesome.
Wait a minute, hold on, time out. You're gonna make fun of Yield for Deadpool, and then you're going to go play Splatterhouse?
Man, Splatterhouse is killing Deadpool. Not the character himself, but the game is killing Deadpool's game. That game
is whack.
Sucked a lot. That game sucked. And I went back and played... Dang, what is the other game I went back and played? Dang, now I got to check my dang on playlist, but I forget. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Alex, what have you been playing?
All right, well, as I mentioned before, I've been playing some Devil May Cry. Just jumped into Devil May Cry. Finished Metro Last Light.
How was that?
I paid $13 for it, and I wish I hadn't. Yeah, as I said, it doesn't really stand out from any other game, any other shooter, any post-apocalyptic shooter to me. I mean, the setting, yes, you're in a metro. You've got groups fighting for control, but so it doesn't feel like it's Rage or anything like that. It's just there doesn't feel anything special about that game. The enemies are really annoying. It's a very mediocre game. It's just kind of like blah. It's not bad as far as gameplay goes. It's fine enough. But as far as like an experience, it all kind of blends together, and it's very kind of homogeneous. Like there's nothing that really stands out. So I'm having a much better time with Devil May Cry. As I've said before, I am a huge fan of Ninja Theory. I've always felt guilty about not playing Heavenly Sword, especially when hearing about that sequel stuff fused back. And then I loved Enslaved. So, especially...
That's what it was for. I was playing. My bad. I was playing Enslaved. I went back to that story again.
Yeah, because that story is awesome. And those characters are really good. But I've been playing Devil May Cry, and I really love the combat. Gameplay is awesome. They did a great job with the gameplay so far. I'm only on the third chapter, so I'm not that far in.
Oh, with the new DMC? Yeah, combat's actually really well constructed. I like it a lot.
Yeah, they did an awesome job with that. As far as the story goes, obviously, Donnie has his issues with it. I haven't played too much of it to know for sure, but I mean, it's, as long as this is one of those games where I think that the gameplay is so fun, it's kind of like Bayonetta. Like, I looked at Bayonetta, and I had so much fun with the gameplay that the shitty story and the bad characters really didn't matter. And, I will say that I don't have the ties. Like, I've never played it. This is the first Devil May Cry game I've ever played.
So, see, that's why.
So I don't have the ties to the Devil May Cry series like Donnie. So I'm probably really going to enjoy this game regardless. I'm probably going to be like, this is awesome.
Yeah, you are going to enjoy it.
Yeah. So I'm enjoying it so far, and I think I'm really going to like it. The gameplay's awesome, and I don't have the ties to the story, so the story can be just mediocre, and I'll still have a great time with it.
All right. Is that it? That's all you've been playing?
Yep. I've been. Ever since getting my Beyond Two Souls, well, I pounded through Metro Last Light, but ever since going through Beyond Two Souls, I haven't really cut back on my playtime. So it's funny how that works, where you're going for platinum and your playtime per day, your hours per day kind of kicks up a little bit, like doubles.
And then when you get your plat, it kind of like dies out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I've been playing Need for Speed Rivals. Urban Child Freestyle, we got that free on the Vita. I tried out Don't Starve for about 2-3 minutes and gave that up.
Really? I got that for free as a gift on Steam. What, did you not like it? Is it just not your kind of game?
To be honest, I really don't know what the hell I'm supposed to be doing, so I didn't stick around too long. But I watched a Let's Play video of somebody playing it, and now I kind of have an idea of what I'm supposed to be doing, so I might go back to that.
I'm going to tell you, you're not supposed to be staring at the screen with your pants down, Tricky Mick. That's what you're not supposed to be doing, so you're obviously doing it wrong.
I also been playing a little bit of Resogun. As Stash said, we were playing some co-op. I finally figured out how to save all the humans, and that was a bitch to do. Also, I tried out WWE 2K14, and I started playing Beyond Two Souls. I restarted my playthrough so I can do the duo playthrough all the way through. And playing a little bit of Zen Pinball 2.
Trying to prep for the spoiler?
Well, not for the spoilers. I mean, it's a game that I've always wanted to play. And I played it when we were doing Extra Life. And I returned it because that's the only reason I got it at that time. Now I want to go through the story and see what it's all about. I mean, I've heard good things about it. I've heard bad things about it. I want to go in and have my own informed opinion about it. So I'm working my way through that now.
I will tell you, Tricky Mick, that the story is great. And the ending is fantastic to that game.
Which one?
I will let... Yeah, which...
I mean, I've seen them all. Because I got the platinum, obviously. So they're all, like, just the only thing I implore of you is to play that game all the way through once, doing just what you would do. Don't pay attention to any trophy stuff. Just play it as you would, because it's the only way to play that game.
Yeah, that's the way I started doing it.
After the 20, I mean, like, I know it's like 20 endings, but I'm quite sure there's supposed to be like a primary ending to that game. Am I right?
Well, I mean, Alex, I don't want you to, you know, to confirm or deny this, but I kind of think it's like with Heavy Rain. I mean, Heavy Rain had 27 different endings, but, you know, you four or five of the endings you would get as you finish the game, depending on what choices you made. So I'm pretty sure that, although it says 27 different endings, it's the different parts of the endings that you get.
Yeah, I mean, the way it works is that, like, say, you'll get an ending, but you'll see maybe five or six endings within that one ending. Like, you'll get, like, an ending sequence where you'll see five or six endings, because each segment will include different characters, depending on how you play through the game.
I'm assuming games like that, in my opinion, I wouldn't think there would ever be a sequel for, because there's so many freaking endings, and it would have, like, such a hard time trying to figure out which one is the primary ending to pick up a sequel from.
All right, well,
I would say the primary ending is whatever the player gets. That's the, I mean...
But I'm just saying, like, for them to come out with a sequel, the developers will have to, like, pick and choose which ending they want to follow up with, and I wouldn't want to see a sequel to Heavy Rain. I never played, I mean, other than a demo of Two Souls, Beyond Two Souls, I most likely wouldn't want to see a sequel to that either.
Well, I'm going to go ahead, I mean, like, you know, they did DLC, or at least one DLC episode for Heavy Rain. They scrapped all the other ones, but, they did that because they wanted to work on the Move edition of Heavy Rain, right? That's why they did that?
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, they can't make a sequel because regardless, if you take – even if you – like, if they say 75% of players got one ending sequence, you still are alienating or you're going against, what, 25. You're breaking the canon of that other 25%. Yeah. So with a game like this, you can't really make a sequel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have to, like, choose which one they want to go with or follow up with.
Well, no, I don't think they ever could do that.
Yeah, and then on top of that, they would have to come out with, where all this time, there was a copycat artist, or, because...
It was spoiler, all a dream.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Move on, freaking dream sequences.
You know what, actually, they could do a prequel, I guess, if they wanted to, but...
No!
Well, actually, they couldn't do it well. You see a whole bunch of Jody's younger life as you go through the game, because it cuts back and forth, like from older, like from long ago when she was a child, and then to present day. So it cuts back and forth to between when she's younger and when she's older. So it's not like a straight timeline. So yeah, prequel. I mean, we already know a lot about Jody's past already. So
all right, well, speaking of,
I'm sorry, no trigger. If they make a prequel, they would make her younger version so much sweeter than her.
I don't. Yeah, she had like a grappling hook at like age 9. Yeah, no, I love how then. Did you see how quickly Donnie did that? Like Tricky Mick just opened his mouth and was like, "No, Tricky, no."
I just had to get that out.
I was trying to segue because you guys were talking about prequels. And our first topic.
I would like to talk about the games that I play.
Oh, I'm sorry, Yield. I didn't ask you.
Totally skipped over.
Well, that's because you're easily forgettable. What were you been playing, Yield?
Apparently, it's Yield.
That hurt me.
You know what? Yeah, that was hateful. Apparently, Yield, I don't know if you noticed this, but Tricky Mick has just instituted Yield Go Fuck Yourself Day. By the way, he just treated you.
He has.
And it had to be a Sunday.
I mean, he didn't even didn't give my time for my computer to boot up so I could read my own trophies. He's just like, I'll just read them for him. then he insults my platinum count. Then he turns around and totally forgets the fact that I haven't played any games this week. You know, right. I might have played one, I might have played none.
Well, I was trying to
Well, he at least played Pocket Trains.
That's what I was playing while you guys were doing all your stuff, so that way I could get the event of the day done.
Are you seriously going through that?
Snoopy Candy Town, and I've been playing a lot of Lego Batman 2. Really like the story. Really enjoying the game from, you know, the progression from Indiana Jones 2 to Lego Batman 2. The flying mechanic sucks.
Yeah,
flying the superheroes, flying the helicopters, that blows. That's really the only bad part about the game. The hub world is awesome. And I would have was going to play some of my 3DS, but I wanted to register on Nintendo site to get points for the stuff I bought, and I wasn't messing with it yet and haven't gone back to messing with it yet. So that's pretty much what I've played this week.
All right.
So now we can move
to
on.
To our first...
Speaking of prequels,
our first topic concerns a prequel in the form of Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes.
Is this boss sweeter than the older boss?
I don't know. Ground Zeroes...
but isn't it the same boss?
...has earned a M rating because of the sexual violence in the game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Freaking gamers, man. Are you serious? Freaking gamers.
Now, hold on.
Are they the ones who are talking about
hold
this?
Hold on. As
is it mind-blowing?
As the ESRB description of Ground Zeroes, this is an action game which the players assume the role of elite soldier through military missions in Cuba. Players infiltrate various bases and use pistols, machine guns, and rocket launchers to kill enemy soldiers. Okay, that sounds like Metal Gear. Although, here is where things just take a decidedly dark turn. Quote, the game includes an audio file in which a female character is sexually assaulted by male characters. While there is no visual description, sounds of ripped clothing struggles can be heard, and the words fucking shit are heard in the dialogue. Now, sexual violence towards women is a narrative device that isn't necessarily a cheap ploy to force characterization or entice empathy from the player. That said, it certainly wouldn't be the first time sexual assault was used in that matter in a video game, although Kojima's never really ventured into this territory before, so we don't know how he plans on using the assault, but hopefully it's done in a way that doesn't insult the audience or cheapen the character.
You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like just some bullshit.
Are we going down this road again?
You know who's not going to like this? You know who's going to throw a fit? Glad's going to throw a fit because it was male and female and not male or female.
Oh, here we go.
Bill is going to get all over this.
Bill's dead.
He's going to get all over this. But going on the whole, just the topic alone, the whole M-rated thing for Metal Gear, I'm like, it's Metal Good. Gear. All their
Metal
games
Gear?
Been... Yeah,
well, they're saying that
the game's been M-rated.
But they're saying that the only reason it didn't get an adult-only rating is because of the rape isn't seen, it's only heard.
Oh, if it got an adult-only rating, Sony wouldn't produce it.
Yeah, but even if it wasn't, if it was seen, it still wouldn't get an adult rating. If that's the case, Grand Theft Auto and all the Grand Theft Auto games would have been adult rated because
no.
they show the sets having... In the car,
they show sex happening. They don't show a rape happening.
Oh my gosh, it's still sex.
Donnie. One is socially acceptable.
Yes,
Stash.
Good night, man. Once again, it depends
on what circle you're in.
Once again, we're going down this road again. They show it in movies and TV shows all the time. Rape happens.
Well, okay, I will say this: man. That watching rape, like even just watching it, is far more traumatic than watching two people having consensual sex. Like it is incredibly traumatic just to even hear about it.
Yeah, it is. I'm not rooting when people don't twist my words like the show always does. I'm not rooting, oh yeah, man, he better put that rape scene in there. I'm not rooting for it. But
you heard it here first.
Yes, I'm not rooting for that. But if it's part if it's part of the story, I'm not saying censor. I mean, I'm not saying, censor it. If it's part of the story, let it be part of the story. Let it run
let
its
it
course
be.
In the story.
Let it be.
It happens in the real world. Like I said, I'm not rooting for it. And yes, it's hurtful if it happens in the real world, but it does happen in the real world. So stop censorizing M-rated game.
I mean,
it's made for mature people. If you're not mature enough to play it, don't play it in mature rated game.
Well, here's the thing too, you gotta understand something. A lot of times like that's why there really isn't, I mean, you could say the same thing and say there's a lot of rape in movies.
And
no one really kind of brings anything up about it.
That because the movie's not making kids go rape people for some reason.
Yeah.
like video games does that. Video game make people rape people.
Video games are just making people do things they shouldn't do.
Yeah. Let's move on because this topic is going to... It already got me... I'm woke up now.
I mean, listen, I got something to say on this. It's just... I'm trying to choose my words. I've been listening to what Donnie's been saying and trying to
be the benefactor of it, but not really.
You try to be devil's advocate and say
I'm not trying to be devil's advocate, but to say that, you know, that they got a mature rating because of the rape scene, I think that's a little unfair because aren't most Metal Gear Solid games?
No, Metal Gear Solid games are most. I think 2 was Tifa. No, there was titties.
No, I think maybe only one.
They've all been teen.
Was teen, but no, they all been.
I'm pretty sure they all been M because I'm pretty sure there was breasts and.
They're all been.
You can't really show like. It's not cartoon blood when the things are trying to be realistic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is they've all been M. So I mean, this making news because of an off scene. Audio file, I really don't see the reason for that being news. I mean, it sounds to me like somebody's just trying to make a big deal out of nothing. Now, with that being said...
Once again, now, crybaby gamers.
Now, with that being said, I want to be the first to say that if the rape scene is not relevant to the story, if it's just thrown in there, I don't see the need for it to be in there. But if it makes sense in the context of the story at the time... I can understand it happening.
Okay, going off of that, what you just saying, I never seen or I when have you played a Metal Gear game where something in it doesn't matter? Like it's the Easter eggs but matter you're talking, in the game. Like even the,
but see, you're talking Metal Gear games.
We talking Metal Gear games now. Okay. This is Metal Gear we're talking about.
Okay, but just for example, in Heavy Rain. There was the, the scene where, what are their names? I can't remember their names. But Madison and, what was it, Ethan?
Well, the scene that I think you're talking about where Madison was attacked in her apartment.
No, I was talking, well, that makes sense in the context because she was having,
relations.
Insomnia attack.
Yeah, she was having panic attacks and whatnot.
That was all in her head. I said insomnia.
Right. Well, yeah, it's insomnia, but she was having like paranoid attacks and she was. But I'm talking about like the scene with her and Ethan in the hotel when they're having sex.
Yeah, and they showed that.
Right.
They didn't show the penis go inside, but they showed it. Just like they showed in Grand Theft, they showed sex all the time in Grand Theft. So that should be A rated if this wanted to be A rated.
Okay. Donnie doesn't like to let anybody make their points, so let's just move on.
Because your point doesn't make sense. Move on.
How do you know my point don't make sense if you don't let me say it, Donnie?
Fool. Yeah.
All right.
I think we should just let this one.
You know how I feel. All
right. One of the biggest news to come out this week is Sony has officially announced what they're going to plan to do with the new Gaikai service. They have rebranded it into PlayStation Now. And PlayStation Now offers the first ever streaming game service on consoles powered by exclusive advanced cloud-based technologies. Gamers can now play games the same way they stream TV, movies, and music instantly, starting with PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, and expanding to PlayStation Vita, Bravia TVs, and other Sony and non-Sony devices. PlayStation Now will be available on the electronic devices gamers use most. PlayStation Now gives gamers instant access to some of PlayStation's most popular full titles with a wide variety of games to stream, and there will always be new challenges to conquer instantly. Now, a couple questions that people have posed. Yes, trophies will be enabled on these games that you can stream.
Okay, how much is it?
They have not announced the price yet.
Yeah, but now people going down my road, and... They're not going to get ridiculed about playing used games because they're streaming it.
Well, they're technically not used. I mean, technically yes, they could be used.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a digital use, but no one's making fun of people who have Netflix for watching, How I Met Your Mother and saying, "Oh my god, do you
no." I'm just saying, I get, I get ridiculed about gameplay all the time, but yet everybody has one that's on the
no,
show.
No, we don't ridicule you for gameplay. We just don't.
No, you talk about me about used games all the time.
Well, no, we ridicule you because you buy used games and not buy games new. And we don't ridicule you, and we don't ridicule you for having GameFly. We ridicule you for saying that somehow in your mind, GameFly is better than PlayStation Plus.
It is. And if you really want to be technical with it or get like professional with it, I'm like the only one on the site that can really do like reviews all the time because everybody on the site waits for Plus to hope to give them.
All right, let's stay on topic. Let's start with you. What do you think about PlayStation now?
I'll wait until they release a price point because, I mean, it sounds really good. You know, you can play older games that, you know, people have been wanting Sony to go back to the backwards compatibility. Well, in a way, they are now because you can go back and play back catalogs. They're going to throw trophies in, so that'll make the trophy, you know, whores really happy because now you can go back and blow through old games that you know where everything is in a matter of time and really inflate your trophy count. But I want to know price point because is it going to be like a Netflix where it's, you know, you pay, you know, is it going to be tiered like that? You know, rent, you can only stream so much a month or what?
I don't think there's going to be a limitation on it. If you pay for a subscription plan, that just kind of sounds silly.
That's a limit to Netflix? To how much you can stream?
Well, no, there's not.
Not to stream. I started to say that, and I realized that when you can get discs, so...
Oh, I'm about to say, that sucks.
That would be considerably stupid.
It is worth noting that you can sign up for the beta for PlayStation now, and then you have to be invited in, and they plan on launching this by the end of the year. Alex, what do you think about PlayStation now?
If you have to sign up for it, and how... But I don't. If you sign up for then you can like.
You have to sign up for the beta.
Sign up for it.
You have to.
I know. PC games are probably difficult to understand for you, but you have to sign up for things to get invited.
You have to sign up for the beta, not for the actual PlayStation now.
Yeah. See, do you need Plus for this? It doesn't make. Do you need Plus?
No. I think they mentioned it was not going to be included, or there might be a plan for it, but.
A plan for Plus members to stream.
Well,
if you're like put it this way, there's probably if you're a PlayStation Plus member, you might get a discount.
But yeah, y'all already Plus. Now I kind of want to be on the defense for y'all. If there's gonna be, there shouldn't be no discount.
Why not?
Why not? You're
already paying for a service, and you got to pay for another service.
Donnie, did you just hear what you said? You're paying for a service, and then you have to pay for another service. That's how services work.
But you know what? You're right. When I first thought about this, you're right. When I first thought about this, I thought it was part like an expansion.
Yeah, if it was like an additional feature for PlayStation Plus, that would be fantastic. And don't get me wrong, I'm down for free shit. I'm down for more shit at a cheaper price. But I'm just saying, like, if this is like $100 a year, that's not bad.
All right. Just in the interest of moving time, because I know Donnie has to go soon. Alex, what do you think about PlayStation now?
All right. So can I be honest?
Yeah.
I didn't really listen to when you were reading the news, so I really don't have an opinion.
Thank you for being prepared. All right.
Basically, it's GameFly, but without the mailing service.
Okay.
Well, also, I don't think they mentioned the actual current generation games either.
No, it's PlayStation 3,
only,
PlayStation 2,
it's
and PlayStation.
It's only historical 1. Games.
Right.
Okay. So.
What the crap? All
right. So here's what I'll say. Depending on how strong the back catalog is, and how much it costs up front, like what Yield said, Yield talked about cost. Cost is important, and then how deep the catalog is. Because we all know that a lot of times licenses for games, you know, they talk about how, you know, you want to see certain games on the PlayStation Store. Well, they can't do it because of licensing issues in different countries and stuff like that. So I want to see how deep the catalog is because, obviously, the Virtual Console, when they talked about the Wii and the Virtual Console, it's one of the things I was so excited about that. And then it took them so long to actually get the catalog to a decent selection. So, you know, this is one of those things where are they going to be building it week after week or month after month? You know, is it going to take a couple years for you to get the games you want to play? So that's what I want to see. I want to see how big the catalog is up front, what they have plans for in the future, and how much it's going to cost. It sounds like a good idea. Like, I love the idea of playing old games. I do have a lot of my games. I have kept a lot of my favorite games over time. So I do still have a lot of those in my PlayStation 2 and everything, some PlayStation 1 games. I just want to see, though, how, you know, I just need to know more about it before I say it. It's a great idea, and the idea of playing older games excites me, but I just I don't know enough to obviously commit to it yet. So I'm like you, I'm going to take the old wait-and-see approach here.
Well, see, I'm going to go with the wait-and-see also because – Alex, what you didn't hear when I was reading off the news was that first it's coming to the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4, but it's also expanding to the Vita, Bravia TVs, and other Sony and non-Sony devices, which leads to question if, one, if this is all going to be streaming and off the cloud, it's really going to be based on how everybody's internet is. So in the case of, like, Yield, who doesn't have that strong of an internet, is he going to be able to use... and I'm not calling you out, Yield. I'm just using you as an example.
I understand exactly what you're saying because I haven't signed up for Netflix because I would have to say I want to watch this show and then come back an hour later to start it.
Right. And in the case of using the TVs and it says Sony and non-Sony devices, you know, if you're streaming it through your TV, obviously you're going to have to have a controller. So how is your DualShock going to hook up, and you know, are you going to have a DualShock 3, or can you use a DualShock 4 for these games? How is it going to work? You know, all these things that really have not been answered yet.
Keyboard and mouse.
So, but speaking of streaming, let's move on to our next topic. And for any wrestling fans out there, the WWE has announced the WWE Network. Basically, they're. I don't know what
that
is.
We got some people excited for the WWE Network. People are loving this shit.
Anybody that's interested in old WWE and WCW matches, the WWE Network is...
What about ECW?
It's going to be... even ECW. It's okay. WWE Network is going to be a subscription-based network for the United States at the time, full of original programming and archived WWE, WCW, and ECW pay-per-view events. What's surprising about this whole thing is the WWE Network will cost $10 a month when it launches next month, with apps planned for both PlayStation and Xbox consoles. Streaming will be in 720p, and a subscription will guarantee you access to WWE's monthly pay-per-view events. Now, why that's significant?
Well, that whoa, hold on. So you pay...
That means they'll show you pay. They're going to show you the monthly pay per views for $10 a month when they're selling it for $30.
Correct.
For regular.
Correct.
Wait a minute, that makes no sense.
Is it delayed?
No, it's live.
Really?
That don't sound like Vince.
Now the catch to this is when you buy a subscription, you can't just buy a month at a time. You have to buy in 6 month chunks. So
that's still not $60.
Yeah, hold on, they're charging $30 a month for pay per views. That's what it used to be, like back in WrestleMania 14 when I actually bought pay per views. I thought it was up to like $60 or $50.
Yeah, it's up to $50 and $55 now. Yes.
Well, this makes no sense. Wait, what?
Well, you're paying for pay per view but getting everything else.
I'm just
going
to point out to you guys the reason why pay per views are so expensive is because the cable company gets a majority of the money. The reason why it's becoming cheaper now is because the cable company's getting none of the fucking money, and it's just the network. So that could be a main reason behind it.
Now, the WWE Network will be launching on February 24th, with right after Monday Night Raw. So it will launch at 11:05 on February 24th, directly after following Raw goes off the air. And the first pay-per-view that will be streaming on the network will be WrestleMania 30. Now, as I said, it will cost you $10 a month. You have to buy it in 6 month chunks. So, for $120 a year, you're saving on an average of $45 to $50 a month if you're only buying the network just for the pay per views.
So, if you only combine it in 6 month chunks, then it's not really you buying it. Well, If you break it down, yeah, but so it's really costing you $60 a year if you want to buy it just for the 6 months.
Well, Donnie, I'll pay $120 for the year.
Instead of paying $50 every
month.
Every month.
Oh, yeah, there's your pay-per-view every month, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, but hey, I'm not a wrestling fan, so, yeah.
Well, you know what? Hooray for you guys. If they would put in Chris Benoit matches, I would consider it.
Chances are that's probably not going to happen since Vince does not allow that name anywhere associated with his company.
What, too soon?
I don't think too soon is the word I would use.
Well, too soon is definitely not what I would use for our next topic.
I would use the word never, ever.
For our next topic?
I just wanted to say,
time permitting, I was going to ask, is anyone still really that excited about WWE? Because I used to watch it, like, back in the 90s. Like, I've been on YouTube recently, because this is kind of prescient to the argument. I have been watching old WWE pay-per-views. Like, I was watching Survivor Series 1993 the other day and the old Royal Rumbles. Like, a lot of people have uploaded those entire pay-per-views onto YouTube, like 2 and 3 hour pay-per-views, including, like, the free-for-alls and the pre-shows. But, like, today's wrestlers, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't. Like, back then it was goofy and stupid, but it knew it was goofy and stupid. And now it's, like, I don't know. Like, I just can't
get... Goofy and stupid, and why are you still goofy and stupid?
You know what else do people upload to YouTube? Old movie.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those old movies that people upload to YouTube is Rambo. Now...
I like Rambo.
Well, then, Donnie, I got some good news for you.
Well, I don't like
this. They're coming movie, out with like Rambo the video game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I've seen that shit.
Are we getting Sylvester Stallone to do the voice? No.
Wait, check this out.
Listen,
I'm assuming that's...
Hold on, Donnie, before you even do that. I gotta say...
I thought you was gonna push it off on me.
This game just looks horrible.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because usually topics that you don't like, you throw it to me. I was about to go into it.
Well, go into it, because I ain't got nothing to say about this other than...
Well, am I the only one who watched the trailer besides me and Tricky?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the games look... It looks crappy as heck.
And it's first person.
And it's third person.
No, it's first person.
You said it's first person? Yes. I was going to give it a try until you said
it's
that.
It's first person.
Well, yeah, the game looked crappy. And I'm assuming when going off the preview, Stallone's character, Rambo himself, is not going to actually speak. Or it's going to be very little to no speaking at all. And it's not going to be voiced by Stallone, just going off that alone. I don't really know. Yeah, it's going. Yo, it did. Yeah, the game is extremely horrible.
All right.
I threw it in here because I do want the bobblehead figure though that you get when you pre-order. It's two different. It's two different bobblehead Rambo versions.
You might as well just try to find the bobbleheads on eBay afterwards.
Yeah, because it's not worth pre-ordering just for the bobblehead, but I do want it.
Alright, let's move on to our last topic. Square Enix has announced that there is more Hitman Absolution DLC coming.
And that's it.
That's it? That's all you want me to say?
Yeah, that's it. People just need to know that it's DLC.
These new contracts...
Wait, you work for Square Enix now, Donnie? Jesus.
These new contracts, which are custom scenarios...
Well, now, if he worked for Square Enix, he'd be going, we're going to bring out some DLC, we expect it to sell 5 million copies, and we're not going to make any more games because people will buy
2. All right, well, I guess we know who does work for Square Enix now, Yield,
on
if
the
that
PC.
Is your real name.
On the PC, the new contract takes Agent 47 to a haunted house, while the PS3 contract tasks him with taking down a pyromaniac with a penchant for selling...
A pirate?
For selling ice cream, and the Xbox 360 contract, which will feature a mass cure and a donut shop. Now,
a pyromaniac that has a penchant for selling
yes.
ice cream?
But
when does ice cream melt?
I guess so.
I'm on the PC version. Did you say a haunted house?
Yes.
I'd rather go to the haunted house.
Here's the question. Why is there three different contracts? Why not just make the same three contracts for all the systems?
But I expect that from Microsoft because I expect it for Microsoft to be different because Microsoft sucks. But I'm still stuck on the haunted house thing. He's assassinating ghosts.
He's a Ghostbuster.
He's what the hell are you gonna call?
Who are you gonna call?
They're calling Agent 47.
They're gonna call Agent 47. What the heck? A haunted house for PC.
All right.
Yeah, he's out to whack Sniper. Or Slimer. Sniper.
Slimer.
All right, let's leave the last of the show because I think we're going to get into a little bit
Nobody puts Slimer in the corner. No one puts Slimer in the corner.
We're going to get into a little bit of a discussion over our next section. 2 weeks ago, I've talked to the gentleman on the show and asked them to put together a top 10 list. Being that the PlayStation 4 is now officially out, and while the PS3 is not officially dead, I figured it'd be a nice thing for the four of us, and we invited RC Stash into this topic, to put together our top 10 PS3 games of the generation. My criteria for making this list was the game had to be on the PS3, not ported over from a different generation, and...
But okay to port it over from iPad.
The fact that it could be ported into the new generation, but he wouldn't go with us.
Right.
Yes. But you accept the fact it could be ported over from an iPad.
Yes, it could be ported over from... It didn't have to be an exclusive game. It just couldn't be from a different generation ported over. So in Donnie's case, he couldn't bring over Kingdom Hearts.
I wasn't going to. Anyway.
All right. Well, Donnie, let's start with you.
Liar.
Top 10 to 1, give me your list.
I didn't go in specific order, and I didn't, I went the route of underdog games that I really enjoy instead of just making greatest hit games.
All right.
Yeah, so I went with, well, I'm going to do the greatest hit games first. Last of Us, most definitely. Dead Space and Uncharted. Those were like my top hitters. And I went with Enslaved that people, you know, don't really like, but I really enjoyed it. And I went with Splatterhouse also. People downrated that game, but I really enjoyed it. Sleeping Dogs. People really sleep on Sleeping Dogs to this day still. That game is awesome. Saboteur.
Yes, somebody else.
People, man, Saboteur is a good game. I really
that
liked
game
it.
Was awesome.
When I first played it, I'm like, I don't want to play a black and white game. But when you play in progress through the story, that black and white makes sense. And then as you progress,
the black and white
like
should have been longer.
Yeah, when you progress through the story, it's kind of like a civil war thing going on. And as more,
dude, it was in World War II.
Okay, well, I couldn't remember, man. It was a long time ago when I played it, man.
Dude, but, they had a bunch of Nazis running around.
Dude, I told you. They got a bunch of Nazis running around. They got a bunch of Nazis running around. I know.
Donnie, who else runs around with red armbands?
I told you I couldn't remember it, man. And I told you, they got Nazis running around. They got Nazis running around everywhere, but they don't make it. All right,
Donnie, finish up your list.
Hey, you know, you're right, Donnie. I got Nazis running out in my field.
Okay. And I also put, I threw Ghostbusters in there. Yes, it's a movie game, but it's not a movie game remade into a game. It's actually like a part three to the movie. And they did it so well, except for one thing, no freaking multiplayer. No co-op. It's no co-op. And they just totally messed the game up without the no co-op.
Oh, you can't have
co-op.
Three-player co-op?
All right.
Four-player. Hold on.
Oh, four. That's right. You got Winston.
You just forgot Winston Zeddemore. He is my favorite Ghostbuster. Ernie Hudson's also in Congo. Don't you ever forget Ernie Hudson.
Exactly. He was a good Ghostbuster. I threw Vanquish in there, too. That game has a great storyline.
Donnie. Let's not get crazy. Vanquish's storyline was terrible. It was the gameplay.
The gameplay was... Okay, you know what? You're right. I like the gameplay.
Gameplay was amazing and fun and fast and it was awesome. But the story, I can't get. We can agree on that, Donnie, because I do not agree.
No, you're right. You're right. That's what I meant to say. That's what it was. It wasn't the story. It was the gameplay that I really, really enjoyed. All right. And hold on, I got one more, and y'all about to get on me about this, but this game was rocking. Also was Wrath.
I never played it, so I can't give a shit about it.
Anybody who's an anime lover will freaking love the heck out of this game. This game rocks, and I got it, and I will be getting the DLC sometime in the future, the rest of the DLC sometime in the future. That game rocks, man. That game is so underrated, and it makes me mad how underrated it is.
All right, Yield, your top 10.
Okay, my top 10. I did go in order from 10 to 1.
All right, give us your 10 to 1.
All right. Despank.
All right.
Warhawk. Mm-hmm. Infamous. Red Dead Redemption. Borderlands. Uncharted. Arkham Asylum.
Borderlands.
Last of Us. Tomb Raider. And Uncharted 2. With honorable mentions to Split Second, Transformers Fall of Cybertron, The Saboteur, Fat Princess, Rock Band 2, Burnout Paradise.
Those are honorable mentions. Walking That's Dead. An honorable list.
It is. And Enslaved.
Apparently, Yield did a top 50 list.
I did.
All right.
They were good games!
All right, Alex, your top 10 list.
The key, though, is making sure that you have, like, 10 games. You gotta separate them, Yield. Come on.
I added Enslaved because I forgot about it. Till Donnie mentioned it.
I do. I'm glad that someone gave some love to Enslaved because I thought about throwing it on my list, but I just... In the end, I just couldn't. I had to cut it out. But I did really enjoy that game, and I do have a lot of respect and love for Ninja Theory. My top 10, Plants vs. Zombies, Resident Evil 5, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, Bioshock Infinite, The Last of Us, Rock Band.
I want to cut you. Did you just throw Resident Evil 5 in it just because that's the first and only one you played?
No, I played Resident Evil 6 and Resident Evil Revelations. Resident Evil 5, do you know how many times I've played Resident Evil 5? That game is fun as hell.
You came into the franchise.
I don't give a shit. That game was fun as hell.
No, but I agree with you. I like Resident Evil 5. I do like
it. All right. Well, you came in like okay. You know what? People can say that number 4 is the best game in the series, and I can respect that. But Resident Evil 5 was amazing. I played that game like 20 times. That game is awesome, and I've got the
Resident Evil 5 was okay.
All right. So my list. Okay. Before I was so rudely interrupted. Plants vs. Zombies, Resident Evil 5, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, Bioshock Infinite, The Last of Us, Rock Band 2, The Walking Dead, Castle Crashers, Batman Arkham City, Ratchet & Clank, A Crack in Time, and my honorable mention is Bayonetta.
And what was your favorite game of the generation?
Bayonetta?
Bioshock Infinite.
Okay.
You didn't ask me that.
Well, you said...
You didn't ask Don.
That's because you had like 50 fucking games.
First of all, he didn't put
a limit. He just said the top 10, and Alex had an honorable mention. So yeah, I'm going.
Well, you said
mentions.
Your list was 10 to 1, so I just assumed that Uncharted 2 was your number 1.
Yeah. Okay.
Stash your list. Your top 10.
All right, I'll go honorable mentions then 10 to 1. Honorable mentions. I got Dragon Age the original, Saints Row the Third, and Arkham Asylum. Those are my honorable mentions.
Okay.
10 to 1. Number 10, I feel like it could go higher, but this is how I feel about it. Red Dead.
Okay.
Mass Effect 2. Really? Far Cry 3. Ouch. L.A. Noir. Fallout 3. Skyrim. The original Borderlands. Bioshock.
Ow.
Bioshock Infinite, Assassin's Creed 2, and GTA 5.
You people hurting me with them Borderlands.
Alright.
Dude, Borderlands rocks! Did you try?
Donnie, just because you can't stand first-person shooters doesn't mean that, like, it's a bad game.
Alright.
What you have to understand is that Donnie and I, we love our single-player story-driven games, and that's a game, Borderlands is a game that you can only play multiplayer. At least I can't. I can't play it single-player. I can't do it.
You can't? Because, I mean, I beat the game single player. I only played multiplayer to get my trophy to platinum in.
I don't like playing those games unless it's multiplayer. I just don't like it.
All right, and when it comes to my top 10, I have just one honorable mention, but only because of the fact that when I did my top 10, I based it on games that I physically played and beat, and I felt like that was the only way that I could really judge to say what game is the best. But I gave it...
Tricky about to make all the kids happy.
But I gave an honorable mention to a game that I never personally played, but I respect the fact of what it did for the industry.
Ringo.
And that my honorable mention goes out to Call of Duty 4.
Oh my God.
Like the series or not, it definitely changed the way people got together and did multiplayer, and it definitely changed the way that Call of Duty was selling, because that was the game
that...
Oh,
the original Modern Warfare? Night. Yeah, I'll give you props for that one.
That sparked the whole Call of Duty craze that we're in now.
No, we're not doing... It's your top 10 favorite games, not the games that had the biggest impact on the generation.
No, no. It's the top 10 games of the generation. Now, my number 10...
I want to do honorable mentions. I didn't get a chance to do that. I didn't know he was doing
Donnie, because you're not that honorable, and you don't need to mention shit.
My number 10...
people love
My number 10 was Rock Band 3. Yield, I know you put Rock Band 2, but I put Rock Band 3 because it actually incorporated...
The keyboard?
Not the keyboard, but it lets you play pro guitar.
Okay. Pro guitar and drums?
Right. My number 9 was Burnout Paradise. My number 8 was Darksiders. My number 7 was The Walking Dead. My number 6, which I'm surprised nobody said, God of War 3.
I didn't like God of War 3.
My number 5 is...
A lot of people didn't like God of War 3. Or Ascension.
My number 5 was Infamous.
I don't think anyone liked Ascension.
My number 4 was Uncharted 2. My number 3 was Metal Gear Solid 4. My number 2 was Tomb Raider. And my number 1 was The Last of Us.
Can I didn't put franchises in there. Well, I did put Uncharted, but I didn't want to put a franchise in it because that was kind of like a given to me. So that's why I didn't put the Metal Gear. Because I thought about Metal Gear 4.
I actually didn't even have The Last of Us on my list, to be honest.
Did you not like The Last of Us?
I liked The Last of Us. I thought it was a really, really good game, but I feel like I almost feel like it shouldn't have been on PS3. Like, I feel like it should have been on next gen.
They should have waited to put it on the PlayStation 4?
I think they should have waited. Not that it's wrong that it's there, because it made a shit ton of money, and it's a fantastic game. But I feel like with more processing power, an upgraded motherboard, shit like that, that game could have went better. It's not even really PS3. It was like PS3.5 because they like sucked so much power out of that thing to make it look so good. So yep. I mean, it wasn't necessarily. I feel like it was a great game, but to me, it almost. I don't think it was the best of a generation. I feel like, because you could say that's the game of the year, right? But I think some of the games that were on my list were better than that game for me. Because don't forget, there's also a personal thing. It's not like, you know, we're judging for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you're obviously entitled to put anything in your. I'm surprised that no one else said Plants vs. Zombies. I guess everyone had a game on their list that they're surprised that no one else said. My tricky mission, God of War 3. But I mean, The Last of Us.
I had the Saboteur, and I really didn't think no one was going to put that on.
I never played that game, but it just sounds dumb. I mean,
with The Last of Us, though, I mean, like, I think if you say, like, oh, it could have been better on another console, like, I think you could say that for the Uncharted games. I think you could say
those games were meant to play on this, on PS3. They were meant to be played this generation. The Last of Us came out so late in the console life cycle. Because that's the same thing. You could say the same thing about, what's a game that came out really late?
God of War 2.
God of War 2, they could have made that a PS3 game instead of a PS2 game. Because PS3 was already out.
What month did Last of Us come out?
June.
Yeah,
it came out in the summer.
That's not late. That's like that just crossed the line of being late, in my opinion.
Yeah, but they already knew when the 4 was coming out. And...
Well, no, they would have known.
They made note of that.
Well, no, but they would have had. Naughty Dog is a Sony subsidiary, so they already had the hardware. They have the hardware. They would have known, like, but they were like, no, we're gonna make this game for PS3, and that's it. But that's,
to me, that was the right call to do.
No, they wanted to put a game out. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what they did. I'm just saying that the game I feel like it would have it pushed it. The game is almost a 10 to me. I know a lot of people scored it a 10. It's almost a 10 to me. It's a great game. Fantastic. I think if you had more time, that the game is completely polished. But I feel like if you were able to put it on something with a little more power, you could have made things just a little nicer. Like, you could see the difference if, I don't know, how many people here actually have a PS4?
I think just Tricky.
Just me and Tricky?
Okay. Yeah, I have one.
Okay. Tricky, have you seen the...
No, Tricky's got like four.
Well, Tricky, you seen the... You have AC4, right?
Right.
Okay. Have you done, like, a lot of, like, the sea missions and, like, stuff like that? Like, you've been on the boat a lot?
No, I haven't even started playing 4 yet because I realized that I never beat 3. Revelations and I never beat 3. So I'm actually going on YouTube and watching all
you
the cutscenes.
You don't actually have to beat the other ones to care about 4.
I know, but I'm the type of person that wants to know.
That's not the point of the... That has nothing to do with the point I'm trying to prove. If you look at an AC3... on the PS3, and then you look at that shit on the PS4, that shit looks ridiculously better. Now, that's because it's obviously a next-generation console. Understandable. But I feel like when you were playing The Last of Us, and you were in the snow, or you were in the water, or shit like that, it just could have looked so much more crisp. Even though it looked crisp, it could have been a little better. If they just waited. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with the gameplay. The game story was fantastic. I just think that power graphical-wise, it could have been a little better in terms of that. And I think that's what almost could have pushed it a little farther.
Okay, but I will say that I agree with Stash that I think that if it were on the PlayStation 4, it could have been better, like the graphical. I just don't think that's... You haven't said that in... I hope I'm not assuming something. I just don't think that's a reason to keep it off a top 10 list.
No. I would put it on the top 10 list. I just don't have it on the top 10 list because I think other games were on the list before. Like, I would have thought of that one.
See, the reason I put Last of Us as my number one, and a lot of people, even IGN recently just announced it as their game of the year, is because, to me, the game incorporated so much. I mean... The emotions in the game, the gameplay was spot on. To me, playing The Last of Us was an experience for me. And you don't really get an experience when you play a lot of games. I mean, a lot of games you sit down, you play, you have fun, they're good games. But to be so engrossed into the story and to feeling the emotions and feeling what Joel felt at the end, and you know, everybody's mixed emotions about the way The Last of Us ended, and you know, people still to this day they debate whether or not that was a good ending or not. And I mean, to me, that makes a great game, and that's why it's my number one.
Yeah, like I said, I never said it wasn't a great game, but think about it this way. Now, no one can find a PS4 right now to buy, right? I mean, you probably can a little bit because Amazon probably has them or something. Imagine if The Last of Us was a PS4 launch title.
That would be insane.
It wouldn't be that good.
You don't think it would be that good? Why?
No. Because historically, launch titles are not that good.
I'm going to...
Because they haven't studied the hardware long enough to pull everything it can out of it. Why did Uncharted 2 look better than Uncharted 1? Why did God of War 2 look better than God of War?
Well, I say Uncharted 2...
everything they could out of the
console. I think Uncharted 2 looked better than 1 just because of the fact that Naughty Dog took a step out of their norm to make Uncharted. And once they had, you know, their idea of what their game was going to be, They took extra steps in 2, and that's why I think 2 was better than 1. And a lot of people think 3 was better than 2. Now, that's up for debate, and, you know, that's personal opinion and whatnot. But, you know, I hear what you're saying, Yield, and the fact that, you know, it's a new console, so people don't know how to use every bit of its, you know, its power and whatnot. But... To me, if The Last of Us was a launch PS4 title, because as Stash pointed out, you know, they had the hardware. They had time to develop it. I think The Last of Us, by far, would have been breaking that mold of being a landmark launch game. Could break that mold of launch games not being that good.
Well, also, can I ask you a question? When Uncharted 1 came out, was that a launch title?
It came out the December, like a year later. It came out December, okay. November of the following year. And okay. It's not necessarily that launch titles aren't good. It's that the fact that the launch lineup isn't that enticing. It's like, now, say, you may buy, like with the PlayStation 3, people wanted to buy Resistance but nothing else. And then Motor Jam came out and people kind of wanted that. But it's that the launch lineup overall is pretty weak.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a scenario at you. I'm just going to throw this out. When the PS3 came out, the reason why developers had a hard time making the best of the machine was because the cell processor was by far the fucking worst thing to process the program for it. So that's number one. Number two, at that time, Naughty Dog wasn't like... When PS3 first came out, I don't think Naughty Dog was... Was they even an exclusive studio at that time?
No, they weren't.
Yes, they would. No, they had been bought years before, right?
No.
I don't think so, because they made... Xbox One game, regular Xbox game.
Sony bought Naughty Dog after Uncharted 2. Wait,
Naughty Dog made Xbox One games? I don't think so. They made the Crash Bandicoot games, and they made Crash 1, and then they went to Jak and Daxter. They never made an Xbox game.
I could have sworn they made it. So they made something multi-platform. I remember they used to. They weren't a subsidiary of Sony at that time. Regardless. So they didn't really have the PlayStation 3 hardware for that long. How long do you think they would have had it? And, like, they didn't know how to program for it because it was a new type of, like, chips and everything. The PS4 is made to be easily programmed for, and people, they would have had it because they obviously are under Sony. They would have had that way before other developers. Not saying that it would have been special for them, but it would have been special for them.
Alright, I just looked up Naughty Dog. They released their first game in 1989 for the Apple IGS. They made in 91.
Just
they
skip went, all that. Go to like 96.
Well, they went to the Sega Genesis in 94. They were 3DO, and ever since then, they've been PlayStation only.
Okay, so PlayStation 1 and then beyond.
Yeah, it was Crash Bandicoot, Jak and Daxter.
But when were they actually bought out by Sony though? Like, when were they actually?
If I remember correctly, and I'm trying to look through this right now.
It was after 2,
yeah,
wasn't
I think
it?
They were bought after Uncharted 2.
Yeah, so, like, they didn't really have a head start on PlayStation 3 game until a solo game that they only made exclusive to PlayStation hit top charts. Now, they would have probably been able to get what they needed earlier. And I think that would have given them an edge to making The Last of Us. It would have been a good launch title. I'm not saying it would have been the best-looking thing ever on the PS4. Do not quote me on that one. I'm saying that it would have, no matter what, it would have looked better on a PS4 than it would have on a PS3. And you got to think of it this way. See, notice how the launch window titles now aren't really that good until you see the Infamous is out. I mean, I have 5 games on my PS4 and I barely fucking play anything, and I mean like 5 hard disk games. And plus whatever you get for PS Plus. So, realistically, it's not that bad to think, oh, well, guess what? You know, we need to have a better launch title. And I think if The Last of Us was a launch title, that would have been ridiculous. Because as soon as people heard, like, you can't find a PS4 now. Imagine if you couldn't find a PS4 till fucking June. Because that's what it would have been like.
I've been gone this whole time. But I would like to say, I think it was a good idea for him to put it on a Station 3. Because
you actually fucking have it.
No, I think for a new IP to sell a new system, I don't think that'll sell a new system, a new IP. And for them to carry over like a franchise as a launch for a new system, I think that will sell a new system more than a new IP would. So they would have put Metal Gear 5... or Dead Space 4 on Station 4 as a new launch title. I think that will sell the Station 4 more than Last of Us, because Don't nobody know what Last of Us is.
I'm not gonna lie to you. To get off the PlayStation and talk about Microsoft for a second, Dead Rising was a launch title for the Xbox 360, and it sold the shit out of that system, and it was a new IP. All
right,
hold on. I want a Naughty Dog purchased by Sony in 2001.
Yeah, so I was just about to
Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, I was about to correct that. I was gonna say we got to move on. But, yes, I was just looking it up. Sony bought Naughty Dog in 2001. So that was actually before the launch of the PS3.
Because despite everything about Final Fantasy and Metal Gear Solid, you always hear, where would Sony be without Crash Bandicoot? Because that at their first E3, the biggest part of the booth was Crash Bandicoot.
All right. Let's close out the show. Let's do a little housekeeping. ProvenGamer.com is looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help for the site. If you're interested in helping out the site, please go to the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're on the site, be sure to read all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can check out our videos on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. Also, while you're cruising the web, please stop by Facebook, do a search for Proven Gamer, and please hit that like button. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can send us an email, trophyhorrors@provengamer.com. You can send us a message on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horrors. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Donnie at Don't Twist. And you can contact Stash
Never.
At RC Stash. If you could, please stop by and listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers. We are still currently looking for a topic, and listeners, send us a way to send us in something to talk about, because we would like to do another episode and possibly get you on that episode if you're interested in coming on. You can listen to our podcast in two different ways. You can listen to us on iTunes, and you can leave. You can listen to us on Stitcher. Both ways, you can leave ratings and comments and let us know that Donnie's doing such a good job with his edits. There's also another way you can get a hold of us, and that's by giving us a phone call. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
Also, you can go by the website and our Facebook page and click on the tabs to say leave the guys a voicemail. That is for anybody on the site, not just the podcasters. So that is all of our housekeeping, but we do have a sponsor. Donnie, who are we sponsored by? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, and you could be shopping on Amazon, please go buy the website first, click on the link, and finish and continue with your shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With that being done, let's move on to our shout-outs. Donnie, what's your shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to the listeners, as always. Thanks for listening, because without you, I wouldn't be the whore. Well, I'd still be the whore I am. But thanks for listening. Yeah, it's no changing that at all. But thanks for listening. We'll give a shout out to the kids, the wifey. They're always crying. You don't give a shout out. Well, you're right here with me when I'm recording. I shout you out every time I say I love you. And you guys, even Stash.
All right, Alex, your shout outs.
As always, I want to give a shout out to the listeners. Thank them for listening to all our insane rambling, especially mine. I want to thank Stash for joining us, and I want to give a shout out to my friend Amanda, who we constantly say that we need to have on the show. She sent me a little Skype message while we were recording, a little love bomb, as she calls it. So I want to send some love to Amanda.
How you do?
And yield your shout out.
You watch yourself, Donnie.
I will give. Yeah, Alex will drive up to Detroit.
I wouldn't go that far. No one wants to drive up to Detroit.
No, you don't.
I have picture proof of Alex in Detroit. Didn't turn out too well for him.
Yeah. It's not a tourist city.
I will give a shout out to Stash for being on the show. Shout out to the listeners for listening. And shout out to you guys for having me on the show, always.
All right, Stash, your shout outs?
Shout out to myself for being on the show. shout out everyone that shouted me out for why not, who the fuck cares.
I take mine's back.
I'm gonna shout out to Donnie because on the 26th I'm gonna be in Detroit Airport. He should come meet me there.
For real? Yeah, that's where I work. Well, Yeah, I work at a Metro, the car rental place. Yeah, Enterprise.
I don't know how long my layover is, but that's where I'll be for
a while. Do you pick up your customers?
You better hope you don't lay over too long, because
we could, they roll you over.
You look like a terrorist out there.
Terrorist. Get that Puerto Rican! He's a terrorist!
And I want to give a shout-out to everybody on the show, everybody that listens to the show, and a special shout-out to Blind Mango, who I recently fulfilled a long-standing debt with him. He won a contest quite a long time ago, and I totally forgot to send him his prize, so I actually wound up wound up doubling up on his prize and fulfilling that yesterday as of this recording. He
what contest was that?
I don't remember what the contest was for, but I told him I would send him a $20 gift card, and I totally forgot about it, so I wound up sending him two $20 gift cards.
Well, that's good.
He apparently won the contest back in May. And I totally forgot about it. So,
no wonder no one listens to the show.
Exactly.
He sent me an email that goes, yeah, about a month ago I remembered this too and figured you guys completely forgot. So what I was planning to do was actually wait several more months to the 1 year anniversary of when I won the contest and write you guys on the show and with a hilarious letter or a poem or something reminding you about it. He goes, I still listen to the show every week. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, because I think I probably would have stopped listening. You didn't give me my winning.
So, if there's nothing else, until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Later.
Peace out.
Later.
See you next week.
Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Go download another one.
Continue your hoardom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.